Hey, Dad, get up.
No, we got something.
Hurry up, Dad, it's a trap.
What's going on, boys? It's not even 6 o'clock yet.
The trap sprung, Dad. We saw it out the window.
All right, but calm down. We'll go take a look.
What's going on?
Leave it to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Excuse me, dear.
Kitchen put back together again. Must you take it apart?
I'm looking for a piece of string, dear. Oh, yeah, thanks.
If you're flying kites, I don't think there's enough there.
Wally and the Beaver and I are building a trap.
For animals or people?
For animals. We're going to catch that gopher that's been nibbling the tops off your flowers.
I thought we had some gopher traps out in the garage.
Well, we do, but the boys want to catch this one alive. They've never seen a real gopher face to face. Should be quite an experience for the boys.
And for the gopher.
Wally?
Yeah?
I don't think I ever saw a gopher. What's it look like?
Well, did you ever see a rat?
Yeah.
Well, if a rat swelled up and then turned brown, it'll look like a gopher.
Oh.
Well, here we are, guys. Now, I see a stick. See, first of all, we tie one end around the stick, like that. Tighten it up. And we put the other end through this eye. Oh, hand me one of those flowers, will you? Right through the eye there. And we tie the other end to the flower, like so. There. Now, we set the trap like this, and when the gopher goes after the bait, he pulls the stick out, and springs the trap.
Well, gee, Dad, with all the flowers out here, why would he go in there just to eat that one?
Well, Wally, gophers are kind of like boys. They're extremely curious. We're counting on that.
Oh, hey, Dad, can I set it up?
Yeah, sure.
You know, Beef, I'll bet every guy doesn't have a father that can think like a gopher.
Yeah.
Well, how's the great white hunter doing?
Oh, well, trap's all set. Now it's just up to the gopher to cooperate.
Ward, do you really think you'll catch anything in that homemade trap?
Oh, I don't know. But I think the boys will get a big kick out of pretending they're going to.
You know, Ward, sometimes you're a very understanding father. Hurry up, Dad, it's a trap.
What's going on, boys? It's not even 6 o'clock yet.
The trap sprung, Dad. We saw it out the window.
All right, but calm down. We'll go take a look.
What's going on?
Come on, Dad, hurry up before it gets away.
What's that?
Hurry up, Dad.
In case it bites me. Wait for me! Hey, wait for me!
Well, there's something in there, all right.
Whatever he is, he sure wants to get out.
If he comes over here, I'm ready for him.
Well, stand back, fellas.
Oh,
beaver.
A beaver?
That's a white rabbit.
Yeah, looks like he could have been someone's pet once.
He looks kind of scared.
Yeah, look at the way his nose is going. Looks like he's got an itch.
So you're the little rascal who's been nibbling the tops off our flowers.
What'd you get? Is it anything dangerous?
Yeah, you better stand back. It's a man-eating white rabbit.
Oh, isn't that cute?
Can we keep him, huh, Dad?
Yeah, Dad. We never had a rabbit.
Well, I guess we could fix up that old box you fellas used to keep your pigeons in. Well, I guess we could get started on the cage as soon as I change clothes.
Well, what do we do with it in the meantime?
That's okay, Mom. Me and Roy can take him up to bed with us until Dad gets awake.
Here, you got him now?
Yeah.
Hold him tight.
We can feed him some of Mom's flowers. There's plenty of them left.
Let me carry him for a while, Beef.
Well, looks like we have a little addition to the family. Aren't you happy about it?
Yes, but I was sort of counting on a gopher.
Maybe next year. There we are. Now, you boys better get on to school. I'll put the tools away.
Gee, thanks, Dad. And see, look, he's not twitching so much anymore.
Yeah, I guess after he gets used to people, his nose slows down.
Did you boys think of a name for him yet?
Well, gee, Dad, maybe we ought to call him Ward. Well, gee, if it wasn't for you, we never would have caught him.
Well, that's very nice of you, Wally. But don't you think two Wards in the same family might be a little confusing?
Why don't we call him Henry?
Henry? Well, why would we call him Henry?
I don't know. It's a nice name, and we don't have any Henrys in the family.
All right, that's settled then. Henry's his name from now on. Now, you boys better get on school.
Okay, Dad. So long.
So long.
So long, Dad. Thanks for catching us a rabbit. So long, Henry.
Old Henry. Yeah, I think you look more like a Henry than you do a Ward.
Are we going to have breakfast, or are you going to stay out here and talk to your friend Harvey?
Oh, that's Henry. The boys named him just before they left.
Henry?
Yeah, Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the reason for this superior attitude?
Well, I was observing your friend while you were building the cage, and I believe Henry is hardly the proper name for a young lady in her condition.
Really? How soon do you think?
Soon. Very soon. I think you better tell the boys.
Yeah, I guess I better. No sense having it come as a surprise to them.
If you want to be subtle about it, you could start calling her Henrietta.
I think I want to go out and look at Henry again.
Baby, you've been out there three times since supper. If you were a rabbit, you wouldn't like some kid sticking his face in at you every couple minutes.
Maybe I can look at him so he doesn't know I'm looking at him.
Well, you can go out and look at him if you want.
You coming, Wally?
Nah, I want to get my homework done so I can mess around in study hall tomorrow. Who's that?
Nobody. Just me, Mom.
Where are you going, Beav?
I thought I'd go out and see Henry again. I'll be right back.
Well, I wouldn't disturb Henry too much.
Oh, no, Mom.
Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Henry?
Well, I got home kind of late tonight. There's no big hurry.
You wouldn't wait too long.
I won't.
Why'd you get home late tonight?
I don't know, dear. There are just some days when you get home late, that's all. This was one of them.
You know, sometimes I think you like working late down at that office.
Oh, sure. It's a regular 24-hour Mardi Gras down there.
Mom! Dad!
Well,
what's the matter, Beaver?
The rabbit! Wally!
Beaver, calm down!
Henry, out there!
What's the matter?
A bunch of little rats knocked Henry down. They're out there biting him. Come get your baseball bat! Come on, Daddy, you gotta do something!
Beaver, there's nothing to be upset about.
But, Mom, you gotta see Henry. Wally's one of Dad's golf clubs.
Beaver! The only thing that's happened is that your rabbit has had babies.
You mean they're not rats?
No, Beaver. I was going to tell you this before. You see, Henry is a girl rabbit, and she's had a litter, and she's nursing her babies. That's all that's happening. You see, little rabbits get their first food from their mother, just like lambs and calves and... Well, all warm-blooded animals do.
Is that true, Wally?
Yeah, I guess so, Beaver.
Well, Beaver, this is quite an event, isn't it?
Yeah. We get one rabbit, and all of a sudden, we got a whole family. Come on, Wally. I'll show them to you.
Come on, let's go look.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Hey, that's pretty good, Beaver.
Yeah, Dad says pretty soon they'll start looking more like rabbits. And a couple of days, their eyes will open.
Boy, I'll bet they'll be surprised to see where they are.
Hey, Larry, did you ever have any babies at your house?
Not real ones, just my little brother. He yelled an awful lot.
I'm sure glad rabbits don't yell, because we got six of them.
What are you and Wally going to do with them, Beaver?
I don't know, just watch them, I guess.
Maybe you could give them to some of the guys.
Maybe.
Maybe when?
After they open their eyes, and they know who we're giving them to.
Oh.
Here.
Thanks.
Larry. I meant give it to the rabbit.
Oh. Hey. Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi. What are you up to today?
I guess I'll just mess around with Eddie and some of the guys.
Oh. Well, where's the Beaver?
Well, I think he's out looking at the rabbits with Larry Montello.
Again? You guys are really fond of those rabbits, aren't you?
Sure, Dad. They're real neat.
Oh, say, that reminds me, I've been meaning to tell you something about them.
Yeah, Dad?
Well, just be careful that you don't pick up any of the babies or handle them while they're this young.
Well, gee, how come?
Well, you see, rabbits are not really a domestic animal, and if a human touches one of the babies, the mother's apt to become frightened and reject it. You know, push it aside.
Oh, well, you mean she wouldn't feed it anymore or anything?
That's right. So, just be careful.
Well, sure, Dad. I'll tell the Beaver, too.
Okay.
Hey, look. One of them's laying back in the cage away from the mother.
That's right. What do you think we ought to do?
You better put it back where it belongs.
Yeah, maybe I'd better. Hey, Larry. It feels funny.
Yeah, just like petting a caterpillar.
You gotta put him back.
There you go now. Right over here.
Well, I gotta get home. Don't forget, if you and Wally give any of them away, I got dibs on one.
Oh, sure. But would your parents let you keep a rabbit?
If I make enough fuss, they will.
Oh,
So long. So long. Okay? Okay, thanks. Henry.
Oh, hi, Beeve.
Hi, Wally.
How are the rabbits?
Fine. Wally, you think it's still okay to call her Henry?
Sure. I don't think she knows we're calling her Henry. Oh, hey, Beeve. Eddie and I are going over to look at the Anderson's new car. You want to come along?
No. I've seen a lot of new cars, but I haven't seen too many new rabbits.
Okay. Oh. Hey, Beeve, don't touch any of them.
How come?
Well, Dad says if a human touches any of the babies, the mother won't have anything to do with it.
Why would Henry do that to her own babies?
Well, if she smells people on any of them, she'll get scared and kick it out.
You mean she wouldn't take care of it anymore? Never?
Yeah, it'd probably die. So just be sure you don't pick any of them up while they're babies.
Oh, sure, Wally.
Okay, well, so long, Beeve.
So long. Gee, Henry, I didn't mean it.
Well, Beaver, looks like we're lunching alone today.
Yeah.
Wally's off with Eddie and your father's out playing golf.
Mom? When does a kid start to be a real human being?
Well, right from the time he's born.
Oh. When does a kid start to smell like a real kid?
Well, I never thought much about it, but I guess right from the beginning, too. Beaver, why are you asking all of these questions?
Dad says asking questions is the only way to find out stuff.
What are you trying to find out?
Nothing. I was just asking questions.
Oh. You want some more milk?
No, thanks.
Anything wrong?
No, thanks.
Where are you going?
I'm just going to take a walk, that's all. Mom?
Yes, Beaver?
Nothing. I just forgot my hat.
Oh, hi, Mom.
Hi, Wally. Did you have any lunch?
Oh, sure. Eddie and I had an ice cream cone and 2 boxes of popcorn.
Can I fix you a sandwich?
Oh, no, Mom. I'm not hungry.
All right.
Well, I guess I could eat something. Better fix me a couple.
Well, what were you and Eddie up to?
Well, we went over to look at the Anderson's new car. I thought it was pretty neat.
What'd Eddie say?
He said it was a heap. Hey, Mom, where's Beaver?
Well, he went out somewhere.
Well, if we have an extra rabbit later, can I give it to Eddie?
I think it'd be easier on the rabbit if you gave it to Chester.
Gee, Mom, don't you like Eddie Haskell?
Well, Wally, I'm very fond of him.
That's funny. Sometimes I think he's a creep.
Hi, Gus.
Oh, hi, Beaver. What are you doing?
Nothing. Just watching you sleep.
Oh, I wasn't sleeping. Just conserving my energy.
Oh. Gus, do you know anything about rabbits?
Well, when you get to be my age, you know a little something about almost everything.
If a certain fella had a rabbit, and this rabbit had other rabbits, and a certain fella picked up one of the babies, would the mother rabbit let it die?
Well, some rabbits are mighty scared of that man smell. The mother rabbit just might do that.
Gee, that'd be awful if a certain fellow did it.
Beaver, when did you pick up this baby rabbit?
Just about an hour ago.
Oh, well, then I guess you got plenty of time to do something about it.
Is there really something I can do?
Well, you can't reason with a rabbit like you can a dog or a horse, so you gotta outsmart him.
How do I do that? I'm just a kid.
Well, first, you get a can of your mother's talcum powder, and you sprinkle a little of it on all the little rabbits.
Will that really do something?
Yep. That way, they all smell the same to the mother. They don't smell like rabbits. They don't smell like people. So, she goes right back to taking care of all of them.
Golly, gee, that's great, Gus. Well, I was really scared.
Now, there's something else you can do. That is, if this rabbit's smarter than we think she is. You get a few drops of vanilla extract. There must be some around the kitchen. And put it right on the mother's nose. Then when she sniffs, she don't sniff rabbits. She don't sniff people. She sniffs vanilla.
You know something, Gus? You must be the smartest man in the whole world.
Well, now, it might look that way to a little feller like you, but to somebody who's really smart, I'd look like the bottom of the barrel.
Vanilla extract, huh?
That's right.
Thanks a lot, Gus.
Yeah, they seem to have grown just since yesterday, don't they?
You know, Dad, they're almost beginning to look like rabbits.
Warren, do you notice some kind of a strange smell?
Strange?
They don't smell like any rabbits that I used to know.
Yeah, it kind of smells like perfume.
I don't smell anything at all.
Well, we better go in. Supper's almost ready.
What are we having for supper, Mom?
Roast beef?
You want something, Dad?
Beaver, did you put something on the rabbits?
Uh-huh. Some of Mom's talcum powder.
Why would you do that?
Because I picked one of them up.
Well, didn't Wally tell you not to?
Yeah. But I picked it up before Wally told me not to. You're not mad at me, are you, Dad?
No. But why'd you put talcum powder on them?
Well, I put talcum powder on all the babies and vanilla on Henry's nose. That way, they wouldn't smell like people and Henry wouldn't be scared.
Beaver, did you think of this all by yourself?
No. Gus and Fryman thought it up for me.
Oh. Well, that's pretty clever. But why didn't you ask me what to do?
Well, I guess I was scared you, because I did something bad and,
And what?
Well, I kind of figured you were better at telling us stuff that we shouldn't do than stuff that we should do.
Well, you know, Beaver, I hope that today I've learned as much about children as you've learned about rabbits.
Let's see, I promised one to Chester, and one to Johnny, and one to Tilly.
I promised one to Larry, one to Miss Canfield, and one to Whitey.
Oh, hey, that's six. We're all out of rabbits.
Yeah, but we still got Henry, though. Wally?
Yeah, Beef?
How come Henry wouldn't like her babies anymore? They smell like people.
I don't know. Well, I guess people wouldn't like their babies either, if they smell like rabbits.
Yeah, I guess so.
Thank you. Thank you.